there's an honor book, that Traveler is probably the first genuinely embodied Avatar community. And scholars have acknowledged this. I embody, I mean, there's a sense that there's someone behind the Avatar, an actual person. I think this has to do with the voice, giving a personality, an actual soul behind the Avatar, if I could say it, use the word. There are other Avatar worlds, such as Active Worlds and Cybertown, that are great 3D worlds you can run around in, but there isn't much voice embodiment. You can't tell who's really talking as a result of the text and whatnot. Not a sense. Sorry about that. Not the same sense of personality.
Can you all hear me? I hear you, Apple. Okay, good.
Yes, we can hear.
Okay, what I would like to say is that I'm doing research in virtual environments. So just to tell you a bit more about the scholarly interest that we find in this particular environment is both what Jeremy already said in relation to embodiments, and also modalities, since you are using voice, which is so unusual. And also in relation to the structure, because how the design and the architecture of the whole environment and all these issues are influencing social interaction in this specific half of space. I don't know if that could give you some added value about the scholarly interest.
Exactly, and it's something that Donato and I want to clarify about Traveler. In addition to what you're saying, their homes is very important. Also, Traveler is a social space unlike gaming, online gaming applications, and this is important because people are meeting here with embodied voices, which you can get in some gaming world, some places. But what's important here is that we're not just here to beat each other up. We're here to actually socialize and chat and discuss things. I think that's a way more constructive way of developing a virtual reality. I just want to add that in addition to what you're saying, Raffle, which I think is very important as well.
Yeah, I just had this question that I should tell a little bit perhaps about myself. So I'm a researcher at Chalmers University of Technology, and my main interest is on virtual reality. And so I do both experimental research and other things. And of course, ethnographic studies, both here in online, but also in active works that you already have mentioned, to kind of compare and contrast the issue of immersion and the issue of text communication and in relation to voice-based communication, and of course the graphical foundation that we have using embodied interaction in this specific space. And also I think that there are an increasing interest in game research, but then you have a different kind of context. I'm really interested in this social context, you know, hanging around, meeting friends, interact, have it as an everyday activity in order to relate to other people. So it's how people interact with the technology and through the technology that are my main interest.
Absolutely agreed. And you said, Apple, have you seen the DVD before?
Yeah, I have. I got a copy from you. Thanks. Did you hear that?
Sorry, I just got a phone call. Sorry, could you say that again, please?
Yes, I've seen your DVD. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, glad to hear that. Is there anything in particular about the DVD that informed your research?
Well, yes, in relation to the approach that you had, and also, of course, all the nice stories that people told. I think that was really interesting and rich information base to use and learn from. I think it was very valuable.
Okay, let's get some more.
By the way, childcare. My plans for my research. Yeah, I tried to spend some time here, and so if whenever you have time and the need, please tell me your stories, and I'm really keen to listen and learn more. And again, my main interest is to see how the use of this social space is meaningful, and how people in the interaction with one another create meanings, and also to find out how you kind of have been able to develop this specific, atmosphere that I find so particular in this environment. By the way, Chalmers University is in Sweden, so English is not my native language. Sorry.
Yes, you're doing great.
Yes, thanks. Very well. I just want to relay again what some text messages I got from Jamal. He wants to add that it might be a while before another purely social avatar space is built, such as Traveler has been built. I think that's important to note that this community, even though it's all 10 years old, is still a very innovative community and a model for future social worlds that may or may not develop. And it might be a long while because of the predominance of the gaming community before another social space like this is being invested in, unless perhaps someone like perhaps Apple will know a different face that's similar to Traveler that's emerging. But there's what to add is that that I would like to add is that court interests try to make avatar worlds in general entertaining, but it's not valuing the content of the human behind the avatar. And I think that's a good point to mention. Both Traveler and some other programs have started up just, I think, to try and make money. And they had this basic idea that if they build it, people will come. It's that to some degree, but I think really makes it gives a very social currency is the content and the community spirit that keeps the space place after the investors and shareholders have left the building, so to speak. Apple, do you know of any other bases like Traveler that you think are similar to Traveler?
Do you mean for the community spirit or the design?
Also, yeah, for the community spirit and the sense of embodiment that Traveler has as a result of voice.
No, not what I know of. From what my knowledge base, this is very special. And it's very special in a lot of dimensions. Still, I need to learn more, but that is my gut feeling and also what I see when I spend time here and when I also talk to people. So, I guess the answer to your question is simply no.
And do you think social visions are right for a program like Traveler to develop in the near future or the further future?
That is beyond my scope for my research. I'm interested to find out, to see how people today are using it and how people, in the past have used Traveler as a social space. the future, I'm actually interested to hear your view and from the user's view, and also the speakers this weekend, what they feel about. So I wouldn't know for the future. But my guess is, of course, that this community will continue. And also, a good guess is also that people will be creative in order to find out different social spaces in the future, since more and more people in the world are using computers and get also used to graphics.
I quite agree with that. I quite agree with Apple. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it out there on the internet like this program. I've done my own research, searching for three other 3D programs, but there is nothing to compare to the Traveler. Nothing.
Do you think that perhaps in the near future, based on what you've seen right now, the potential for a program like Traveler to appear in the near future?
Are you talking to me or Apple?
Oh, sorry, I'm now asking you, Dr. Whitchifer.
Yes, Dr. Whitchifer. For another program to come up like Traveler, I don't know. Probably not. The way I see it is keep this community going, this program going, and the future will look bright for the Traveler community to keep going. But I don't know any other program coming out like this. I think not.
Sure,
well, like if somebody in another room, when Bruce Taylor spoke, that he said this program is looking good because they're talking about there might be another client coming out or another download client. So it's looking promising for Digital Space Traveler.
Okay, I have a question. How would you guys feel if, say, Pepsi-Cola offered a sponsorship deal?
That question is for the community in general, not necessarily the speakers. So that was a question posed by Donato.
From my thinking of it, I don't know. We'd have to see what would Pepsi have to offer for this program. If they're going to put in the money to better the client or better the program, what will that do to the users who have a less computer, like some users on here have better computers and other users have old computers. You got to find a medium where the people who can't afford the higher up computers be able to get back on this program. So you got to get it for that way too. So.
I would like to say that something that appeals to me about Traveler.
There's one thing I do want to mention in this program, and I've said this in the past, is I tried almost pretty much any other program out there that has voice on it. And I'll tell you something, in my opinion, this program does voice a lot better than other programs that I've seen out there that I tried myself. I wish the people here, the quality of people are great. And you can't get this anywhere else on the internet like you get here in Traveler. I just wanted to add that.